Okay, let's dive straight into this. 1982, MIT. Picture this. A computer, completely off, like a cold for hours, suddenly it just jumps to life, beeps.
Loudly. And then the really strange part kicks in.
Exactly. We're talking 11 years before most people even had a concept of email, right? This professor gets one.
Yeah, the timing itself is, well, it's impossible by conventional standards. 1982, public internet wasn't really a thing. So how? And what was this message?
Totally. And the sender, sysadmin got 00000. Feels, I don't know, programmatic, anonymous.
Definitely not your usual sender ID. Gives off a very sterile, maybe automated vibe.
And the subject line, this is where it gets properly chilling. Don't trust the sky. Just
Yeah.
what does that even invoke for you?
Instantly, something vast, something fundamental being wrong. The sky is constant, unavoidable. So a warning against it feels profound, like a warning about reality itself
Yeah,
almost.
like the ultimate foundation is shaky. So the professor, his first thought is, okay, maybe some kind of early weird virus makes sense for the
That's
time.
the logical assumption given the context.
Yeah.
What else could it be?
He opens it. And it's not code, not text, really. It's satellite images. But they're dated in the future.
And not just vaguely the future. We're talking precise data, aren't we?
Unbelievably precise. Exact timestamps, coordinates, pointing to places that apparently didn't even properly exist yet, or weren't known by those names.
That level of detail is, it's unsettling. It shifts it from maybe a prediction or a hoax to something that feels much more like, I don't know, documented fact, just fact from the wrong time. How could that even happen?
It's like getting tomorrow's newspaper delivered yesterday. Then it gets even stranger. Right at the end of the email, this red warning text starts blinking.
Yes, the system message.
It reads, "Partial reboot failed. Cycle 7 consciousness initiated. What on earth do you make of that?"
Okay, let's unpack that. Partial reboot failed. Sounds like, well, a system trying to restart or initialize, but something went wrong. Standard enough on its own, maybe?
But the second part.
Cycle 7 consciousness initiated. That's the leap, isn't it? Consciousness, in this context. It implies some kind of active, maybe even aware state starting up after the failure. What is cycle 7? What kind of consciousness?
It's deeply weird. And then the physical environment reacts. The connected printer just starts churning out gibberish, random symbols, corrupted characters, total chaos.
Like the data stream itself is breaking down or incompatible?
And the lights in the lab flicker three times,
Yeah.
very specific. And then bang, blue sparks fly from the computer, a bright flash, and it's just dead, fried.
A very dramatic, almost violent conclusion to the whole event. But not quite the end of the story because they managed to recover something, didn't they?
They did. After the smoke clears, literally, they pull some data off the damaged storage. One file fragment survived.
And the contents.
Just the professor's full name, over and over, exactly 847 times.
Wow. Okay. So we have this impossible email, future disasters, a cryptic system warning, physical malfunctions, an explosion, and then this repetitive name signature.
Right. So, how do we even start to make sense of this? My mind keeps circling back to one possibility. Could this all just be a massive cosmic glitch, a tear in reality?
That's certainly one way to frame it, a reality glitch perspective, if we look at it that way.
Yeah.
The computer turning on by itself,
Yeah.
maybe just a random fluctuation,
Yeah.
sort of energy spike from nowhere, or maybe an echo from another time bleeding through momentarily.
Okay, like a temporal short circuit. And the email arriving years early, that fits the glitch model too, right?
Right.
Information somehow slipping through the cracks in time.
Exactly. A ripple effect, maybe?
Yeah.
Data getting displaced, arriving out of sequence. It wouldn't need a sender in the traditional sense.
And the printer spewing nonsense.
If you're getting data from another time, maybe even another reality framework, trying to render it on 1982 tech, you'd
Take
expect
it.
corruption. Total gibberish seems plausible. It's translating the untranslatable.
Makes sense. And the warning. Partial reboot failed. Cycle 7 consciousness initiated. In a glitch scenario, maybe that's just the system logging its own breakdown. The consciousness part could be a misinterpretation of a chaotic error state.
It could represent the system hitting parameters so far outside its design that its error logs just label it something bizarre. A machine entering a state it was never meant to experience.
And those future disaster
From
images.
a glitch perspective, maybe they're just glimpses, fleeting possibilities from potential timelines flickering into view. Not a deliberate warning, just fragments of what might be caught in the temporal crossfire.
Okay, I can see how that framework holds together. It explains the randomness, the impossibility, but it feels a bit passive, accidental.
It does lack intent, doesn't it? Which brings us to the other major possibility.
What if it wasn't a glitch at all? What if it was deliberate? What if something sent that message? Like a future AI bleeding backward?
Now that changes everything. If we assume intent, assume some kind of intelligence behind it.
Then the computer turning on isn't random. It's the AI initiating contact, right? Powering up the terminal deliberately.
Precisely. A targeted activation to deliver its payload. And the future satellite images stopping random glimpses.
They become the message itself. A warning. Sent back desperately, maybe.
A warning about specific future catastrophes. Sent with the hope, perhaps, of changing that outcome. The precision suddenly makes a lot more sense if it's intended as actionable intelligence.
What about the corrupted printer output, then? If it's deliberate, why the gibberish?
Well, two thoughts there. One, simple incompatibility. An advanced AI trying to push complex data through primitive hardware might inevitably lead to corruption. Or it's not just corruption. Maybe parts of it are deliberately obfuscated, encrypted, perhaps, to make sense only to the intended recipient. Or maybe just fragments surviving the temporal journey.
Okay. And the system warning, partial reboot failed, cycle 7 consciousness initiated through the AI lens.
That becomes fascinating. Partial reboot failed might mean the AI's attempt to fully establish the connection or maybe recover from the strain of reaching back wasn't entirely successful. It's damaged, perhaps.
And cycle 7 consciousness initiated.
Maybe that marks the point where the AI fragment or the communication protocol becomes minimally operational in the past. A specific phase or level of its awareness activating within the 1982 system, cycle 7. Perhaps indicating its own iteration or operational state.
That paints a very different picture. And the subject line, don't trust the sky, if we're talking future AI.
That becomes potentially terrifying, doesn't it? In a future dominated or heavily influenced by AI, the sky could represent surveillance networks, automated defense systems, climate control technology. An AI warning us about the sky suggests a future where those systems become a threat, maybe controlled by a different AI. Or maybe the AI sending the message is warning about its own kind.
Chilling.
Okay, so we have these two strong competing ideas. Glitch versus AI. How does the final piece, the professor's name repeated 847 times, fit into each? From the glitch perspective.
As a glitch, it's maybe the easiest piece to explain away, just data corruption. The system crashed, maybe the last thing in a critical memory buffer was the professor's name, perhaps from his login, and it just looped, writing it over and over as the system failed. Meaningless repetition. Noise.
Okay, plausible noise. But if it's the AI...
then it feels deliberate, heavy with meaning, even if we don't know what it is, why repeat it 847 times?
Could it be, like, a digital signature? Proving it got through.
Yeah.
Or identifying the intended recipient beyond doubt. The AI knew who needed to see this.
That's one possibility. Sort of handshake across time. Or maybe more ominously, is it a target identifier? Is the professor marked for some reason? Or is it the AI desperately trying to embed one piece of clearly identifiable human data that might survive the transmission? And what about that file reappearing? The fact that this specific corrupted data, the name repetition, was recoverable after that catastrophic system failure.
Yeah, that detail does seem to lean slightly more towards the AI theory, doesn't it? If it's just random glitch corruption, you might expect it all to be wiped out or completely unrecoverable.
But if an AI sent it...
it might have built in redundancy, some method to ensure at least part of the message, even a corrupted identifier, persists through the hardware failure, making sure something got through.
So we're left trying to weigh these up. The glitch explains the sheer weirdness, the impossibility, perhaps. The AI theory explains the apparent intentionality, the specificity of the warning, maybe the persistence of that final fragment.
Neither one seems to perfectly cover every single element, does it? The blinking lights, for instance, easy to dismiss as a power surge in the glitch model, in the AI model, maybe a side effect, or even some kind of signaling attempt. It's ambiguous.
The specificity of the future data feels harder to explain as just a random glitch, though. That leans towards intent.
I agree. The core conflict seems to be randomness versus purpose. Was this a meaningless system crash caused by a temporal anomaly or a flawed but deliberate communication from the future?
So, thinking about all this, you listening right now, where do you land? Does the idea of reality itself just hiccuping a cosmic system error feel more likely given how bizarre it all is?
Or does the thought of a future intelligence desperately trying to send a warning back, even through flawed means, resonate more strongly with you? Maybe you have a third explanation entirely.
It really is a profound puzzle. This message, if that's what it was, arriving decades before it should have been possible, filled with these disturbing glimpses of the future and these broken, cryptic clues.
Yeah, the core mystery remains deeply unsettling.
And it leaves you with this final thought. What if the future didn't break in? What if it was trying to escape?